always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A raspy-voiced President Joe Biden on stage trying to confront Donald Trump as Trump repeated false claims during the hour-and-a-half debate last night. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
President Biden and former President Trump clashed over a long list of issues, even their golf games. Perhaps the biggest moment came early in the debate when Biden appeared to lose his train of thought while answering a question about tax cuts.
The White House says publicly that Biden has a cold, but ABC's Perry Russum says
Democratic Party insiders privately expressed doubts about the future of Biden's campaign. One current Biden supporter responding to Biden's debate performance saying, "I am in a state of shock. He has diminished to an extent that has become undeniable."
The first criminal charges related to the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, announced. Police Chief Pete Arredondo and one of his officers indicted on charges of child endangerment. The Oklahoma education superintendent ordering public schools to include the Ten Commandments and the Bible in their curriculum. This is ABC News. Three. Federal health officials already starting to look ahead to what could be cold, flu, and COVID season.
An updated recommendation that all Americans age 6 months and older get a COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine this fall. The CDC says people who got vaccinated last year saw greater protection against hospitalization and illness. But even for those who've gotten the vaccine in the past, protection offered by COVID and flu vaccines lessen over time, particularly against newer mutations of the viruses. The CDC says vaccines for the 2024-2025 season will restore protection. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A phone belonging to a Chicago woman missing in the Bahamas has been found. 41-year-old Taylor Casey was last seen just over a week ago. And Amazon reportedly is working on its own discount store, the online retailer developing a store that would allow low-cost products to be shipped to buyers directly from China, bypassing Amazon warehouses, the move in response to competition from Chinese sites like Temu. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ya'imwa Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost three of their last four series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result of the night before affect the result, you know, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up. The Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks assistant general manager, Milt Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Our high 76. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 68. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 84. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, heading into a holiday weekend, the best week of the year, I think, don't you?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
I think this is the very best week of the entire year.
Lots to celebrate and a lot of fun. It's just, yeah, this is.
Two of them, actually two of them.
Well, the other one to the fourth, you mean?
Yeah, go. Yeah.
We'll yeah, because you got a lot of people like you, this is it. You're off all next week.
Off
you know,
next week.
That fourth coming on Thursday.
But there's 2 weeks that I just love. The week of Thanksgiving. The whole Monday through Friday thing. I love that week. I love Thanksgiving. And this one heading into the 4th of July thing. Those are my two favorites.
Well, those are good ones. And the other good thing about, I think, why people like that, there's no pressure. Like in terms of
none. Just
gifts.
Thanksgiving, what do you do? You watch football.
And you, for the kids, maybe they don't have to be in church a lot.
Yeah.
they're just great.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
What?
Is your brother, is he listening, the priest?
I don't know. Yeah, no, he's got mass, I think, at 6:30, so I don't know.
The worst week? Easter.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm still scarred from how many things we used to have to do.
Oh, boy.
When I was a kid, when you were an altar boy. Yeah. It was like every day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, holy week.
Every day. Like I told you, we'd have to do that one thing where you're protecting the grave or something, and you'd have to kneel for like 3 hours.
The grave.
You guys had to kneel for three hours?
And it was like a 24-hour thing.
What is that?
You'd have to do shifts. They have the older kids do from like 2 a.m. to like 4 a.m. Oh, yeah. You remember that, Jeff?
Yes, I do. I do, John.
What? But it's called guarding the crypt or something. What was it?
Well, no, I think guarding the tomb.
The tomb. That's right. The word. And, the tomb.
I like crypt better. That sounds like a rock band.
Guarding the crypt. Guarding the crypt. Coming
anyway,
up next. Guarding the crypt.
Yeah.
We'll slay that sheep.
No, this is a fun week. And yours is, and I'm happy for you. You're taking off today.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And you're going to be gone all week? Where are you going? You going to tell anybody?
Going to my brother's camp. Where we got plans. We got to replace a couple of doors. Got to replace a couple
Who wants, last time you went up, didn't you fix the toilet or something?
That's all we do. We got that. We're building a new fire pit thing.
Nice.
Using a chainsaw, cutting up a lot of wood, splitting wood, stuff like that.
That's the kind of stuff I love.
Me too.
To do.
That to me is vacation.
Mm. How about the kids coming over, the brats, fireworks? Yeah.
Mm. That's people.
I think if I invited them to do something like that, they'd be like, what? Dad, you okay? Yeah.
All right.
Favorite week of the year. So, yes.
I just want to say, when you came on the air this morning and you have such good energy, you might want to call the president and tell him how to have a little bit more energy in his voice.
Or at least tell him to go sit in the sun for a while. My goodness. You know, they go back, and somebody even mentioned it. This was the first one since Kennedy and Nixon. And this was before the... Okay, now, I just want to preface this. When you asked me to do this show, what was the number one thing that I said? There's only one thing I will not do.
What, prepare?
Yeah. That was the second one. That was the second one.
All right. Wow.
Shots are coming early.
6:09.
Yeah.
Well, you're gone for a week, so we got to get them
all. Yeah, I got to get them all in today.
I said I would not talk national politics.
You did.
I never want to get into that rabbit hole, and then you never climb out of it. But the biggest story in the United States right now is that debate last night. But what I'm saying
probably the
is
world.
In the world, somebody mentioned last night heading in jokingly, well, with the way this one's going to go, I'm sure nobody's going to be talking about somebody didn't shave well enough or whatever, because that was the thing with Nixon.
Yeah, he didn't shave.
Remember, and he didn't use makeup.
And he sweat.
And he sweat, and he looked pale, and he didn't shave. Oh, my God. 5 minutes going into it, you didn't answer your phone because you were with your friends. And I said, I was going to say, what's wrong? What's going on? Why didn't his people just get him a tan or a little makeup? Come on. This is still entertainment. You're on TV. Say whatever you want.
Yeah. 70 million.
Exactly. Yeah. Holy cow. And trust me, I've been there. I hated using too much makeup. I just hate it. Because then if you want to go out afterwards, you can never get a. So I used to try to just kind of tan and whatever. And if you didn't have that, I guarantee you those lights make you look a lot more pale than you truly are.
Eyeliner, there's a lot. And the thing is, Obama, what I liked about Obama, he would always like kind of run. Did you notice that? Like he'd run to the podium. He'd kind of run to the step.
He'd get up at his step.
Right. And Trump walked out. He didn't have his sport coat buttoned. I thought that was a little whatever. But Biden was just looks
well,
stiff
walking
out.
Well, I'm okay
out.
With him that way because I tried not to button my sport coat either. I always feel like that accentuates your guts. I really, unless it's just clean, straight up and down, I don't like that.
It looks a little sloppy.
And that's why I ran 9.5 miles yesterday.
Okay, all right.
You saw it on my thing?
Nine miles. Didn't say you ran. It's a
19. I can't run. 19,000 steps. You know why?
That is a lot.
19,000 steps. You know
why?
Because this is no lie. You guys are going to laugh at me. I would like to do that 24-hour challenge.
Oh, my God. Just wait. Okay, John, let me just save you, look, embarrassment, traction, number of things. My trainer is anxious about doing it. And this guy is 31 years old, and he is in great shape. And he's like,
I've got a month. I got like 3 weeks to prepare.
Boy. Okay. And just so people know what we're talking about.
Western Fitness.
Is doing a crucible, and it's got 24 hours.
24 hours.
Pretty intense rock climbing, running.
Boxing.
Is swimming in there?
No swimming.
Okay. Anyway, it's just a
10K run.
And you've seen that.
With the Marines.
Right. So that's kind of what this is. And the money goes to charity, which is.
It's called Endure to Finish.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Endure, just finish, I believe is what it is, right?
But it's like he's even said for like the 10K, it's like, doesn't mean you can walk it. You can do whatever. Just the idea is to get through everything and finish.
It's also 24 hours, John.
I know.
Okay.
But that's my goal.
Okay. Why don't you start with a 5K? Just a 3.2-mile run. Mm. That'd be good for you.
I'm not a K guy.
Oh, that's a 10K? No. I don't know. All right. Well, you do what you want, but I think you should stick with your 19,000 steps, which I think is admirable. I think it's great. I didn't do that yesterday. Mm.
As a political, you'd be the kind of guy that a TV station would bring in as an analyst. You watch the debate. You take some notes. Former Mayor Schmidt, your take, please, on the debate last night.
I think I'm a little embarrassed as a citizen that those are the best two people we can serve up out of 350 million people. But whoever decided that, I guess we all decided that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm worried because they didn't talk about the future enough. A lot of petty things, which you got to get past that. Like, what's the country going to look like? And they're just so contradictory. They couldn't agree on anything. It's like, come on, you guys. I mean, you've both been in that chair. We have no respect. We're an embarrassment to the world. We're the most admired country in the world. You know, that's pretty opposite. You know, nobody died under my watch. And then, you know, under your watch, da 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 da. It's just, I wish there would be a fact checker there and we'd take like a minute and
that's
confirm.
In reading the analysis from a lot of people, that's the number one thing that I took away from the hardcore political analyst was without a fact checker, it's not a, you know what I mean? You're really losing something.
Yeah. And those moderators, I mean, Jake Tramper. I mean, come on.
I would love to have it almost more game show like, where there's actual fact checking going on, and if they're wrong, like a big red light,
exactly,
and a buzzer.
Good point.
Right?
Good point. Good point.
And that's not that hard to fact check.
Well, actually, you know, they've got that on sports talk shows, on the one Tony Kornheiser,
yep.
And where they've got what did we do wrong, and the kid comes out. You said, well, you know, Hank Aaron hit 52 home runs in his last season. That's incorrect. He hit 52 home runs a year before his last season.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things.
But that stuff is all 52, 53. I'm talking about these guys. They make these statements that are absolute. Everybody, nobody, best, the worst. And I think that stuff's really super easy to fact check. And what I thought was kind of interesting, and someone's going to dig into this, but there's what the pollsters that rate the best and worst presidents.
Right.
And Trump said he was rated the best, and Biden said, no, you were rated the worst. Well, come on. Somebody can fact check that. Go to that agency and say, look, where did these guys come out? I don't know if either one of those guys are the worst. I mean, we've had some clowns in there. Anyway, I just think that, and why wouldn't Trapper say, well, wait a minute, you guys, this is crazy. I mean, let's just go to his laptop and pull up because they both agreed it was the same agency. So I wish somebody would have done that, because I thought that was, like, embarrassing that these guys, somebody read it wrong. Anyway, I don't know, Johnny. It was tough to watch. I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone when you called, but I was really into it.
He was having his party last night.
Yeah.
His little get-together with the pizza.
Yeah, with the homemade pizzas.
It's mine. Oops.
Don't take. Shut off the lights.
And then I watched the app.
Jim. What? Your phone is ringing.
I had it upstairs.
Who is it? John.
No, don't answer it. Don't answer it.
Then I watch the analysis after, and the analysis was.
I honestly couldn't wait for it to get over. But it's one of those things you got to watch,
right? You want to watch?
Not sure what you might miss.
Well, it's like both
teams. But I have
teams,
to say one
it's
thing:
like both teams
in the history,
out.
You have to think people in other countries were scratching their heads when they were arguing over their handicap in golf. The two possible leaders of the free world, and I got an 8 handicap. When you were vice president, you can't carry your own bag. It's like. Are you kidding me? Is this really happening?
You couldn't drive 50 yards.
Yeah, you couldn't hit the ball 50 yards.
My comment yesterday, if you could put a camera in an old folks' home, that's exactly what we saw last night.
The exact same kind of arguments you'd get in those places. Yeah.
Oh, man. And when two old guys are arguing in the old folks' home, people just ignore them.
Yeah.
And yet one of these guys is going to run our country.
Yeah. But when that turned to the golf game, I'll take you on.
They understood
each
other.
That's how you reminded me of you and me talking about, like, our bike challenges.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Us three old guys talking on the radio.
Man,
big difference between talking on the radio and running a country.
Yes. Oh,
so,
man.
If
you were either one of those guys, how would you have handled it?
Well,
because you've been in, you're the only person in this room that's ever been in a political debate.
Yeah. I don't think the moderators did a very good job, because they let stuff go. And then what I didn't like, and this happens all the time, is they don't answer the question. They just pivot to something totally different. It's like, wait a minute, we're talking about fentanyl here, and you haven't even mentioned fentanyl. You talked about.
No, you're right.
And I'm just like, come on, those are issues that we need to talk about. And I didn't hear anything. I did watch. Did they talk about homelessness? I don't know. I don't think I heard that.
I kind of faded it out.
I may have gone to get another piece of pizza. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm telling you, big buzzers and lights and slime dropping from the ceiling when you lie.
Yeah,
right.
Let's make them.
It's like they weren't even. It's like the moderators weren't even listening to the answers.
No.
They're just your time's up. Numbers
exactly.
To move 82 on.
82 seconds.
One.
Let's go to the.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, come on. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I could moderate.
I think you'd be a great moderator.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'd be awesome.
You'd be like, tat.
That's not right.
I would just interrupt them and say, look, answer the question. I didn't ask about this. I asked about that. Anyway, we got a lot of work to do, but we had a good show coming up today.
We got a lot
going
on today,
it's
folks.
Good show.
Stay with us. Mind on the Mirror. Just getting started on a beautiful, kind of a chilly, actually, Friday morning.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I am an auntie. I am a poet. I am capable.
I am an educator. I am a friend. I am an advocate. I am autistic.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh, get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Admission is free, so get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and Oshkosh, the community's voice on mental health. And by Deb's Spare Time on Harrison, offering tasty homemade food at great prices with fast service and a cozy atmosphere. And by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Lots of things going on this weekend. Today is Dream Big Day. That's good. Dream Big
Day. Love it.
Very good.
Everyone should do that.
Yes. Paul Bunyan Day. All right. Body Piercing Day. That's something I would never do no matter what.
But
ever.
But you've said before you like women who have tats and piercings. Haven't you said that?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure if we pull tape.
I'm going to say, okay, you know what I think
I
is kind of hot?
I don't think I've ever said that.
You know what I think is kind of hot? I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Belly button piercings.
Yeah.
I've thought about getting one of those.
Oh, my God.
What?
Beer man. Yeah.
You know what's really weird? We had our listeners who were up here just then, and just watching the numbers plummet.
Just dropped right there.
Yeah,
huh?
Right there.
Yeah. I could see me sitting there and having a sandwich and a beer, and all of a sudden, ping, as it goes flying across the room.
Yeah, that
hits somebody in the eye. Ow!
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Did you throw something at me? Oh, sorry, just flew off again. Let me have that back.
I'll call corporate and get extra insurance in case you get one of those.
I can see that happening. Yeah. Kelly Pickler's 38. Okay. I'm glad. I've been meaning to ask you guys. Is that because that is the biggest thing? You can't go on the internet on anything where it isn't all about Kelly Pickler losing 5 pounds a day, putting something in her coffee. What is that a scam? It's got to be a scam.
It's a scam. In fact, about a year ago, there was an advertisement going on social media, and it was Luke Combs because he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And it was, hey, I take these gummies, blah, blah, blah. And it was him talking about it, or so we thought. It was all AI.
No kidding. Wow.
So you really have to be careful of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is. Okay.
So
she
not,
did lose a lot of weight.
She did.
Oh, but
are you
somebody
thinking,
else.
Are you thinking Kelly Clarkson?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah,
Kelly Pickler is a singer, country singer.
She's a country singer.
You're right. I'm thinking Kelly Clarkson.
Yep.
So Kelly Clarkson lost weight and another company took credit for it?
Well, I don't. Is it a gummy company, Todd? It's something about her coffee.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. And if you try to go on it, it takes you to like 27 other places.
That's why it's a scam.
Okay. Got it. All right. Elon Musk is 53.
Wow.
What does he do again?
71. Just make money.
But I mean, how?
Does he really, though?
Or did did he invent Twitter?
Tesla.
He did not.
No, he bought it.
Okay, bought it. Okay.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tesla.
SpaceX.
Oh, that's right. Okay. John Cusack is 58. John Elway is 64. Never liked Elway for some reason. Just never did. I don't know why. Never. I'm not going to say. I just never liked him. He has not aged well. Oh, my God. He and I are almost the exact same age because we were both in college together. I mean, we were. Because when I was at Arizona State, he was playing for Stanford. And I interviewed him after a game one time, and not a real pleasant guy, but he was this really good looking Southern California blonde hair, yada yada yada, and now he just looks old, man. Who do you think looks older, me or John Elway, Todd?
I don't know John Elway. I mean, I know who he is, but
I think him.
There he is.
Okay, there he is.
He does not look good.
No, he does not look good.
No,
he looks like Joe Biden.
He does.
Yeah.
You're right. He really does.
But he's got a little bit more
color.
Yeah.
Color.
He's got a hue.
But it's yellow.
Yeah. But he has not aged well.
He doesn't seem like a nice person.
He's not.
Yeah.
He is not. He absolutely is not. Kathy Bates is 76. Mel Brooks is 98. Mel Brooks. You know, he's a World War II veteran. Battle of the Bulge.
Oh wow.
Engineer Department of the U.S. Army Engineer Corps. Yeah.
Oh man.
He's great though.
He's great.
Oh my gosh.
You got to admit that guy's great.
One of the opening scenes, and this is I apologize.
And he doesn't. Yeah, see, that's just that he doesn't care.
I apologize for loving the movie Blazing Saddles. I apologize for that. But one of those opening scenes when the sheriff is talking, well, here's what we got to do. We got to whop them and stomp them. And remember his secretary's got the big Yamas and whatever. And he's like, oh, God, he just makes me laugh. Mel Brooks makes me laugh. Oh, yeah, no question. 98, good for him.
And yeah. He is funny. Now, he wasn't politically correct, but he didn't do it to be offensive. He just did it to be funny.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he was
one of the funniest men ever. Still is, probably.
Right.
Big game tonight. Cubbies at the Brewers. Boy, Craig Counsell, once again, I'm sure will take some abuse.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know he will. People boo him. But yeah.
Got this one coming from Terry. Listening to you boys from my hotel room in Eau Claire, getting ready for day two of the Blue Ox Music Festival. What is that, Ty?
Just like the summer kickoff music festival over in Eau Claire. It's I think it's a Friday, Saturday event.
Is it country or everything?
All sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff.
I like bluegrass, but then after a while, they all kind of sound the same, don't they?
Well, people say it about everything, though. They say that country sounds the same. They say that barbershop sounds the same. Blues sounds the same. If you're into it, jazz. It doesn't sound the same.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I'll tell you
polka.
What. Oh, yeah.
Right. Polka.
Okay, enough. Hey, how are we doing today, Margie? Who said polka? Get Margie, get Ralphie out there today. Get the old man out there, because I'll tell you what.
All right.
We got the 4th of July polka red coming up here. We got this one. Oh, she's color. We call her polka in the red, white, and blue. Get on out there, Margie. Shake a leg.
Okay.
I wanted you to do that so bad on our anniversary show on Wednesday.
Oh, we should have.
Oh, that's
I should have. I should have written. You need to write.
It doesn't take much to get him to do that. I mean, it's just
you need
one
to write
word.
A Samino and the Mare polka. You did such a fun. I had so many people tell me that they were like spitting up funny from your Jimmy's Fat Farm.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do? You're great at writing that too. We should write a polka for the show.
I think so too. Okay.
You know, I'm in this Blue Ox Music Festival,
and actually, I got to be honest with you. I love polka. I really do. I actually, on my wedding reception,
it sounds the same?
Had two bands, and one of them was the polka band.
Well,
I like polka, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it does sound the same, Jim.
It does, but there's something that's fun. I think everything got a fun beat to it type
People
thing.
Might think barbershop sounds the same. I don't think it does, because I listen to it. I think
I've never really heard barbershop. I mean, like, little bits and pieces, but I honestly, the only barbershop I know is from Lawrence Welk. That's the only place. When else will you see barbershop? Back in those days.
See, my dad would drag us to these barbershop conventions. It'd be 3 days of barbershop.
No!
It's coming up. It's next week. We live stream it. You pay and it's live stream, but it's every year around the 4th is the barbershop, the international convention. And it starts off with like 50 quartets. And then they sing two songs, usually
is that
one.
Four? Quartet? Or five?
Quartet. Quad. Four.
I'm going to do a straight quad. It's four.
Yeah. So that's barbershop. But and then they have some barbershop choruses as well. And those have, many, many more people. But
so were you
You guys, it's awesome. It's so laugh all you want. It's exciting. Huh? Okay.
What? What? No, I was listening.
The 36th quartet is singing. You gotta listen to this.
Okay, can I ask you something personal question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think your dad and your uncles, do you think your mom was ever like, you got to get Jimmy involved? And then be like, what's your mom's name?
Mary.
Mary.
What do you mean?
He's terrible. I know, just humor. Yeah, Mom, we're gonna look into that. And because Jimmy could be so good. It'd be like the Osmonds with the little Jimmy Osmond. Yeah, we're going to look into
that.
We'll
stick with what the do you think?
This is like the kid that really wasn't good at football.
Yeah,
right. Same thing.
But give him a uniform anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Ride the bench.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to say this, that Eau Claire's a happening city. Have you been
Absolutely.
There lately?
No.
They got it going on there.
I've never been there.
All right.
We got to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Getting it going. Back up this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
All the time and money invested in the UW School of Veterinary Medicine's renovation finally paying dividends. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and they celebrated that this week down in Janesville. Christy Thorson is the Associate Dean for the Advancement and Administration of the Veterinary School of Medicine at UW-Madison, and she says they've moved in to some of the new space.
I mentioned that just within the past couple weeks, we started seeing patients in our north building, and that allows us to free up space so that we can continue and finish renovations in our existing south building with the clinic. We're also completing our large animal arena addition later this summer, and we will be expanding and modernizing our large animal isolation facility as part of this project as well. And that's really important because we are the only facility in the state that offers a large animal isolation facility, and that's very important for the animals that we care for.
Christy Thorson, she is the Associate Dean at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine. Remember, beginning on August 1st, the UW School of Veterinary Medicine has a new dean arriving from Texas A&M. That's Dr. John Levine. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a finally Friday morning. Well, corn and beans are up. Numbers are next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Thursday, barrel cheese dropped 2 cents to 188. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 3 at 191, while AA butter gained another penny and three quarters. It's back to 310 and three quarters per pound. This morning, the July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is unchanged, 1956. August milk is down 4, 2020 a hundredweight. So far, the December new crop corn contract's up 2 at 435. November new crop beans are up 7.5 right now at 1112. July new crop wheat, that's down 2 at 557 a bushel. There's your quick market update on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm by late this afternoon. Our high 76. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 68. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high of 84. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning that doesn't look great today. You know, you got the... you got the Friday night on the Fox. And we're
Two great bands. Yeah, or I guess...
Well, the other one is...
Brass Differential.
The Army National Guard Band.
Right.
It's called the Army Band Cover Fire. And we have somebody coming out from them, which is going to be fantastic. But that weather just looks kind of crappy. Why now? Why? This has been a crappy summer weather-wise.
It's only June, but yeah. I think we got a text last night that they have a rain place. I don't know where it is, though. You know what I mean? Like, because they get, that's a couple thousand people they get down there. So I don't know.
Well, I told you, I was going to go to Dueling Pianos, and it's like, I wouldn't even be able to get close.
Right.
It was so crowded.
Yeah, so I don't know what the, well, we'll call, well, maybe we'll get a hold of Jeff and find out if it does rain. But did you watch, of course, these weather guys. But anyway,
Jim, what were you going to say about the weather guys?
It's going to rain. Okay. It is. When? I think that's the question. If it rains at 10 o'clock
Christie's
at night.
Christie's weather guys. Where did that come from? Christie's weather guys.
I didn't say Christie's.
Yeah, you did.
You guys.
No, you said Christie's weather guys.
No.
He didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
He said, of course, these weather guys.
That's what I said. Of course, these weather guys. It's going to rain. And I don't doubt that it's going to rain. I want to know when, how much, and how long.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, that's because I think we're going to panic and people are going to, I'm not going to go tonight. And I think that's to see that Army band and to see, like, Brass Differential is really good, too. So I am going to get a hold of Jeff at our next break and find out if it does rain, where are we going to go? But I don't think it's going to rain.
Okay. That's fine.
But that's me, you know.
All right.
And what do I know?
I'm going to write that down.
Actually.
And we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to rain. I'll take that back. It is going to rain. It's going to rain, but when? It's going to rain, but when? Yeah.
We can call Cameron. He'll tell us.
And he would know.
He would know. Ran into Nina yesterday, who I just absolutely adore.
26.
Nina Sperano.
She's going to be coming on probably in 2 weeks. Co-hosting with us. She is awesome. Fun. You will absolutely love her. She is such a cool person.
I have some co-hosts lined up for when you're gone.
Yeah.
And as much as, I was going to say as much as I'm going to miss you, but that would be like, no, I think you deserve. Did you read the text I sent to people? I said, look,
no.
John's going on a, and I put in, you see that in Todd in parentheses, well-deserved vacation.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
I did say that. And I think you do deserve that. I'm getting Frank from Let Me Be Frank Productions.
Frank who?
Frank from Let Me Be.
Who?
Let Me Be Productions.
Frank who? What's his last name?
Hermans.
What is that?
Hermans. Whatever.
Remember, Munsters.
Frank Hermans.
Very nice.
Frank Hermans is coming on.
That's a good way to do that.
Okay, I don't think, did you tell me that before?
Yes, I did.
That's what I thought. It was kind of coming back. It's like, wait a minute, I've heard that somewhere. Mom? No, it was Todd. Frank Hermans is coming on Monday. Gizmo, who is excited about coming on and is a good guy. And I talked to him, I don't know, on his birthday and last week. And I said, look, John's going to be gone. So he's coming on Wednesday. And then I need somebody for Tuesday. I got a couple asks out there.
All right.
So we'll see. But are you going to listen to us? Are you going to download the Civic Media app?
Don't get a lot of internet up in the deer camp.
I guess
camp.
If you don't have plumbing, why would you have internet? Okay. Yeah. All right. I got it. All right.
By the way, I want to throw this out there. You know, we've had so many guests, and Todd works his butt off of getting numerous guests.
Oh, yeah.
I would venture to say we get more guests in a 2-hour show than any 2-hour show you'll ever find.
Yeah, probably.
Really and truly. But I still want to throw this out there. Text us, folks, or email us or whatever, however you want to do it. If there are people you'd like to get on, you'd like for us to reach out to get on, let us know. If you have any suggestions or somebody you think would make a great guest, please don't be shy because we're always looking for that.
We've been on over a year, and just I think the parameters is someone that's informative, that's not real controversial, a little entertaining.
Yeah.
And then that people be like, wow, that was interesting. We don't want, negative, controversial. I have a show for that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's other shows for that will do the fighting. We don't do that here. And I think this has really worked. I mean, the comments we get are people enjoy listening to us. And we're also on in the morning from 6 to 9, so you don't want something too heavy.
No.
Right?
Or, you know, so, well, the water rates may be rising by 4% due to the blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. No disrespect to the people, those kind of professionals, but bring something to the table.
Don't make it.
Don't make it something. Don't make it something they could just read in the paper or read online.
Or not to, or pick, just on the, just not to pick on the water rates, but don't make it. Don't make it too dry.
That was good. That was it. Jim said it funny.
John,
Jim,
yeah. I'm going to miss you next week.
That's a good dad joke right there.
Right.
A really good dad joke.
Yeah.
No question. But anyway, coming up today, we got some interesting people. Lee, I'm not sure how to pronounce Lee's name.
Right.
Harkus, maybe?
Harkus. Harkus.
Harkus.
Harkus. Performance nutrition specialist, Bellin Health. Love talking to nutrition people. I've learned more for Mark Husin,
right,
about nutrition than any. I used to subscribe to like Men's Health, and I'd read all those things.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, I'd be eating a sandwich
as I read it.
As I read it, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. But I like it when they break it down. In fact, Gabe. Chat was from Western Racket.
Tad. The nutritionist.
I just want to call him Gabe. But when we were talking about carbohydrates, and he said a carbohydrate is a sugar cube.
Right.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. You know what? I was at the store last night, and I told you, $81 for like cantaloupe and bananas and protein drink. $81.
I'm just impressed you bought those things. I thought you were going to say the chips and the dip sausage and all that, but you didn't buy that.
No.
And you and your
I did buy a good coffee cake, a pecan coffee cake, and some extra spicy cheddar cheese spread to go on it.
Okay. That is
what?
No, that's he's onto something there.
Pardon?
And a coffee cake and cheese spread?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, we eat cheese with every fruit, or I mean every sweet we have, we eat cheese with it. No matter what it is, we eat cheese with sweets. We just do.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
You know what has,
pie.
Because I've been looking at carbs now a bunch. You know what has like so many carbs for like one glass? It's almost incredible.
What, Kessler's?
It's something that we always, no, Kessler's has like none. Kessler's has no carbs.
It's the perfect food, Jim.
It is.
That's why you're pretty steady diet of that.
Can I continue or do I just want to, go ahead. Get it all out, Jim. I'm going to be gone for a week. Get it all.
I'm
going
to miss you, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the presidential debate on CNN.
Right. All right. Go ahead.
What was his big thing today during our meeting beforehand? The bike thing, it wouldn't be fair. We can't do the bike challenge.
Oh, totally.
And why was that again?
Because
you have more time on your
hands.
Work.
Oh, you don't
that's
work.
Right.
You don't work. And I do. And so the reason, Johnny and I
You
were
go to the shelter. And you take food that people give to you, and you give it to your residents, and that's your work, right?
170 people last night.
Right.
Yes.
That's what
I do.
That's your work.
That is what I do.
Okay.
Well, no, I get volunteers. I raise money.
Right. So you oversee the people that do work, right?
I was dishing out food last night.
Okay.
I was. I had the apron on. I was working last night.
Okay. This is a guy, again, Todd, that has a personal trainer.
Right.
A professional personal trainer and is backing off of a physical challenge.
Okay, the physical challenge, I think it needs to be fair. I have a couple other ideas.
I'm older than you. I'm 50 pounds overweight.
You're six months older than me.
I'm still waiting to take you on in an athletic endeavor, and you're backing off at every opportunity.
Because it's not fair. I think, here's the deal. We're going to put odometers on our bikes and see who could bike the most miles in 60 days. Okay? Very fair. John lives. Okay, couple things. I leave this show and I bike home. I will go then work
You've
out.
You've done that twice.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I'll take that.
Twice
back,
in a year.
Right.
Okay.
No, this is what after the show, I go work out for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then
three
I
days
go,
a week.
I do. Right? Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I work out and it's workout. I'm not getting any credit for that. And that's not fair that you get credit for, riding your little three wheeler on the trail and I am working, doing the Stairmaster. Lifting weights, and I don't think I got to get credit for that somehow. So I don't know, but if we would say how many hours have you worked out, that's not really fair either. So this is what I think we should do. And the guys at Western are working on something that's more equitable. The guy said, look, we could take pictures of when you start on the Stairmaster and when you get off, and maybe we could calculate that into miles.
What does that have to do with our bike challenge?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get credit
for. Do they have a stationary bike?
Yes.
Then you just use that.
But I got a rowing machine I go on.
Just go with the stationary bike. We'll go with that.
No, I don't think there's something about that. No, I'm not going to stationary bike for an hour.
These little birds or whatever you call them, Are you allowed to use them on the Fox Trail?
No.
They were on there yesterday.
Motorized? No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. They were zipping past me.
Yep. That's a couple of challenges with that thing, riding double on the sidewalks.
Yeah, I saw that the other night. It was like, this lady and her little kid that was like 3 years old.
That, no helmets. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of good things about that. I mean, it's good for the environment, but that's not the, that program needs some tweaking. Anyway, back to our challenge.
Yeah.
How about this, you guys, three of us?
Hey, you know what I had yesterday?
What?
I had a goose return to me as far as like,
because
I always, when they're walking right in front of me, I always go,
Oh, he talked back?
And this one actually turned and went,
I know that guy.
Yeah. I think he was saying, you want some of this? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want one coming after me.
No.
When they open their mouths, they got those little teeth in there and everything like that. I don't want a goose coming after me.
Can you imagine if they come at your head?
That's
right.
That
would hurt.
If you have like nine of them together, because now the babies have gotten pretty big. You know, I will
They'll
say
gang
this.
Up. Those are gangs.
Yeah, there's no question. Be like a prison fight. You know what I mean? Everybody in yours, in your gang jumps in.
One guy would start it, and they'd all jump in.
Exactly, and they all jump in.
That's the way they do it.
But I will say this about geese and about Mother Nature. I think sometimes they're better than humans.
Go ahead.
Because when they had the babies, little gooselings, goslings, right?
Goslings.
Watch them. They all walked across the trail, and Mama went into the water, and they all trailed behind. And then the dad, or maybe just who she's like getting it on with, follows up behind. And they're
6:45. Good morning, everyone.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if they're, what's the word? Because I think loons have the same partner for their entire life.
Monogamy.
I don't know if geese are monogamous. I don't think they are. I don't know. Maybe
Would they have the, they have one partner. You think they get around?
Like bite slice. I think they're alley cats. Who's ever used that? When in the last 65 years?
Geese
used the word alley cat.
Yeah, not about an alley cat.
Geese are typically monogamous.
They have
one partner. All right. Okay.
But
I just want to say that we did talk a little bit about the bait. That was kind of like, oh my God, you're sounding, because both their goals were to get the youth. They were both going after the youth, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what they said. What is your mission here?
By Jiminy.
And youth editor said, what's an alley cat? I'm sorry. Why don't you just go get your Studebaker and drive it? Yes, I agree. I agree.
That was not his shining moment.
No, alley cat. Like, what?
Yeah,
but anyway, what I'm saying is the mama goose
goes
and gets in the water, and all the baby geese go behind her. And then Papa Goose is in the tail end. It's like they're very well protected. I think that's kind of cool. It's a natural Mother Nature thing.
But you know what?
I've seen people with like three or four kids walking on the street, and one kid is halfway in traffic. Another one is over there. Yeah. Another one is there. And the mom's oblivious while she's smoking her Marlboro Red. You know what I mean?
No. I've seen the type? Kids that are wandering around.
She's got one of those t-shirts that it doesn't quite cover all the way down, and she's got her piercing showing in her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get, though, is like when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
You got outside, you played. You might spend all day and not see your parents all day long.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
But you always came back home because you knew if you didn't.
Oh, you knew. You had this thing. You didn't have a watch. Didn't have anything. But you just knew in your head when it was time.
Yep.
We didn't have that. My parents would ring a bell, like a cowbell.
Oh, no kidding.
We'd have to come home.
Like on the Real McCoys?
Yep.
Remember on the Real McCoys, they'd ring
that
bell?
It was that triangle.
Yeah.
But we had a bell. And that was it, man. When the bell rang, you drop the ball wherever you are, walk off the base.
You'd be walking the Shetland pony around the backyard.
Jimmy.
Time back in the barn.
Can you imagine, though, what it must be like for your mom nowadays? She had, 10 kids?
Yeah, 11.
And did you have all them at the dinner table at the same time?
Pretty much.
I mean, I know they're, like, mine was, I think we only had about a two or three year span in my family of seven kids where all seven lived in the same house at the same time. Because my brothers all went in the Army pretty much right after they graduated.
So that was high school, right after high school.
Yeah. And then my sister, as soon as she graduated, moved to Milwaukee for a job. So we but what I'm saying is, if just for me and my brother buying stuff for the camp was $81 yesterday.
I know. Can you imagine?
What in the world would it be like for those kind of families?
I know.
Can't even imagine.
No.
Can't even imagine. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a nutrition specialist coming up. We've got a first sergeant coming up talking about their National Guard Army band that's going to be playing tonight. We got Christine Dennis with their weekend. What's up? And we got the Mino and Mayer music series with Neil.
Neil's coming in.
Outstanding.
That's going to be good.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
All righty, we're back. And we got the genius in the house, finally.
It's always embarrassing when I have we have guests here, and my Dollar Tree glasses has lost one of their things.
Yeah.
I know. So.
Nice. Okay, Dollar Tree. He eats a Dollar Tree too, Lee.
But good stuff.
We're going to get to that.
Good stuff. Hey, ordering windows in an older home, folks, can be a real challenge. You know that. The way they did things back in the 1900s is a little different than today. That's why many people with historic homes reach out to Pella. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Doesn't matter what kind of home you live in, they offer nearly endless possibilities and design flexibility in sizes, custom colors, finishes, and so much more. Order today from Pella. You got to get it taken care of. What's the date today?
27.
You got until the 30th to get it done. Give them a call. Zero interest up to 36 months. Check it out. PellaWI.com. Jim, introduced our very special guest.
All right. So we normally at this time, well, we always have someone from Bell and Health on. We've had Randy on and Mark Hewson. Today, we're bringing in the performance nutrition specialist because we talk about exercise, but nutrition, that's half the battle. That's more than half the battle, right?
Mark has finally gotten into our heads. And I was actually thinking this yesterday.
But he brings his bagels all the time, too.
Yeah, he does.
So I just want to say
that.
Well,
I think so. He keeps having a job with us. You know what I mean?
Because
we haven't succeeded. But, and this is how I used to get so frustrated when I used to jog back in the day. Okay?
Oh, jeez.
Can I just finish?
Like once.
We've got a professional here.
We do.
I used to jog, and I'd go like 6 miles in the middle of the day. I'd sweat like you can't even believe. Okay? And be like, what a phenomenal workout. And then I'd have 3 cheeseburgers and 6 beers and a bag of chips with dip. And it's like, I can have this. I jogged for 6 miles. And it's like the amount of calories you burn in those 6 miles versus the amount of calories you just took in, that ratio is unfair. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely unfair.
Oh, absolutely.
That's by the way, how do I pronounce your last name, Lee?
Herkus. Okay. Lee Herkus is the performance nutrition specialist at Bella Health.
Is that Croatian or Czech or something?
It's Finnish.
Shut the bleep up. Sumikutsu?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you from?
So my family's from Houghton, Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Don't get...
Do they work in the copper mines? What did they do in Houghton?
My grandfather worked in the copper mines, and then my parents transplanted down to Iron Mountain, Michigan.
Did they work in the mines? Oh, no, mines were closed.
Yep, those mines were closed.
Where'd you go? Iron Mountain High School?
Yep, or Kingsford High School.
Oh, you're a Flivver.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Wow. Did you ever go to the Glider Museum in Kingsford?
Yes, I did.
That's absolutely. Pretty cool, isn't it?
It is very cool.
What?
Hidden gem.
It's just so funny.
I know.
It's just so funny. You can almost tell somebody their entire life story by where they're from in the UP.
Right.
That's what's so cool.
It's pretty impressive. Well, there's only 12 people up there, so it's not that hard to figure out.
There's a lot of famous athletes that came out of Kingsford and Iron Mountain. Yep. A lot of them. Did you ever hear of the name Dave Manders?
Yes, absolutely.
From Kingsford?
Absolutely.
Starting center for the Dallas Cowboys during their heyday.
Wow.
Yeah.
had his jersey hung up in our school.
Did you really? Yeah, no kidding. How about Rudy Steiner?
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
Hometown legends.
Yes.
Well, Rudy Steiner.
How about Ray
Drake? Who doesn't know Rudy Steiner?
Was Ray Drake at Kingsbury? He was Northern Michigan's head football coach down the road.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think probably we had something for him as well in there.
Wow. How come, what year did you graduate from high school?
07.
You guys used to have such amazing football teams.
Mm-hmm.
This is no lie. I'm not kidding about this. They were so good. They had to go out of state to play teams. And how many kids in your high school?
There was probably 100 per class.
So about 400.
Yeah, about 450. Yeah.
They would go to Minnesota and play schools with like 3,000 kids, mm-hmm. wouldn't you?
Yep.
Because nobody wanted to play at Kingsford back then.
Correct. Yeah, wow. We had a huge school for the time.
Why was it? How did you guys get so great in football?
Coach Hofer was very good.
Chris Hofer,
yeah. Correct. And I just think the mindset of that town, football was kind of, it was a big football town.
Yeah.
Again, they're still big in the football, but the numbers have dropped across the board.
Well, all the schools in the UP have. It's terrible.
Absolutely.
Not nice kids, though. We used to stop. We didn't play Iron Mountain or Kingsford. Actually, I played that. Do they still have that real old gym at Kingsford High School?
No,
they tore that down.
They have upgraded their facilities.
Because I remember playing there when I was like a freshman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, we'd go to, I want to say it was like Burger Chef. Remember Burger Chef or Burger King or one
Burger
of those?
Burger King was around.
It was like the Burger King. That was like the one hangout.
Yep.
And all the Kingsford hoods would be in there. And you'd get your stuff and they'd be just harass you. They'd be throwing stuff after you. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That's awesome, though. That's very cool.
Yeah, small world.
Where did you go to school then?
So then I transplanted out to Green Bay and went to UWGB.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Yeah.
And did you go to Bellarm?
Would you mind? Could I
just want to hear more about his career. Instead of your career.
I'm just trying to get an introduction to this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you're from Houghton. Where did they really live?
So they lived in Calumet, Michigan, which is a small town.
Copper Kings,
correct.
Do you know who's from Lorium? Which is right next to Calumet?
No, I do not.
Like, George Gipp? Woodward for the Gipper?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Calumet Copper Kings.
Okay, I did not know that.
Because whenever anybody says they're from Houghton, they're usually not really from Houghton.
Correct.
You know, they're one of the small towns around there.
Correct.
Because Houghton is basically the college.
Yep. And everyone knows that landmark. So
yes.
It's easy to use.
Kind of like Green Bay.
Finlandia closed, though, huh?
Absolutely, yep.
Wow. They started up a college up there. It used to be Suomi College.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say a quick funny. Suomi, that means Little Finland. Okay. There used to be a TV show up there called Suomi Kutsu. By Carl Pellenpah, and he would do the whole show in Finn. And anyway, but so Suomi College was this great school. It was a junior college for nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a four-year school, yada, yada, yada. But I'm at Gilbert Brown of the Packers. I'm at his mom's house in Detroit doing a story. And she asked me where I'm from. I said, well, I'm from Northern Michigan. So I'm from Negaunee.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, where? I said, well, and she says, oh, my daughter went to school up. You ever hear of a school called Suomi? And I'm thinking, here's this inner city African-American, and she went up to Suomi College, and she did, and she loved it and became a nurse.
Wow. That's fantastic. And I think Michigan Tech now has taken over that program.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great school. Did you ever see, okay, one last thing, and then it's all yours.
Oh, man. Okay, I just.
One last thing, and I'm going to shut up.
Okay,
did you ever see the documentary called Where Soldiers Come From?
No, I did not.
It's about these four National Guard guys from Hancock.
Okay.
And they all joined just so they could get money for college.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing they're going to be sent to Afghanistan, one of the most dangerous jobs there is, searching for IEDs. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal story. It's called Where Soldiers Come From. And I think the armory was in Calumet that they went back to. And you got to watch this.
Yeah, my grandfather was kind of operator of that armory, so I'll have to...
No kidding!
Yeah.
Oh my God, small world.
Absolutely.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Thanks for coming, Lee.
Yeah, thanks for having
thanks
me.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.
We're going to be back. Lee, we're going to do a break at the top of the hour. We have Lee, what is it, Herkus?
Herkus.
Herkus, all right, I got that right. Performance Nutrition Specialist.
How come it's not Herkus Mackey?
Not sure.
Okay. And we're going to talk about nutrition, how important that is with the whole well-being and exercise versus nutrition or what the right combination is.
I got to be honest.
And you look like you're in pretty good shape.
The UP is not the bastion of good nutrition.
No, it's not.
Well, I don't know that Green Bay is a shiny star either. So.
Quick break, back after this. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.